We're continuing the Shir on Likutei Halachos, Yoredeya, Chelek Aleph, Hilchas Yayin Nesach, Halacha Dalet, Paragraph Zayin. V'chol arichas hagolus b'avoneisenu arabim nimshach al yedei zeh. The lengthy exile that we are experiencing today, Rav Nosson Zal wrote this 150 years ago too, and still true today, this exile that the Jewish people are going through now, which is the longest exile that there ever was, because of our many sins, nimshach al yedei zeh, is taking such a long time because of this, because of the last statement Rav Nosson Zal made, because of the machloket in Klal Yisrael, that it's gotten to such a point where there are people, supposedly religious people, who can speak out against, in a vicious, horrible way, against other religious people, sometimes people who are more religious than them. Ki ikar ha-golus nimshach al yidei golus nafshois Yisrael b'ta'avoyseihen umidoyseihen horois. Because the main reason why we are suffering in exile is because of the exile that the Jewish souls are going through. That we are in exile in our taivas rois and midas rois, in our bad desires, in our bad midot. That we are trapped in the trap of the Yetzer Hara. The Satan has caught many of us in his web, and he's caused us to fall into taivas rois and midas rois. She'ikram, of which the main one is, who taivas niuf, the desire for illegal relationships with women. Kimavur batoiranal, as Rabbeinu Zal explains in Torah Lamed Vov, that this halacha was based on. Shekol nefesh mi Yisrael muchroch lovoi begolus hanal. Rabbeinu Zal explained over there that each and every single Jew, before he can get to a major elevation in Torah, has to first go through the tunnel. And the tunnel is this test, major testing by the Sitra Achra, specifically in this area, Tikkun HaBris versus Pegam HaBris. And it's only if a person is zeichet to succeed in breaking that test, in breaking that desire, in overcoming and controlling that desire, and being careful to live properly in that area, in terms of a kosher relationship with one's wife, and not deviating in any way, not in thought, not in speech, not in action, then the person can be zeichet to a major aliyah in Torah, to a major conquest in Torah. Rabbeinu Zal mentioned that's like the shell before the fruit. You have to peel a fruit before you can get to the fruit. This is the klipa that comes before a person can be zeicher to any major hisgalus in Torah, any major revelation in Torah. Umishom nimshach gam hagolus hagashmi. And that's the cause of the physical exile that we're experiencing in, that we're surrounded by Iran and this one and that one, and in our own country, we're battling with Jews that are anti-religious, etc., etc. All of that, the physical golus that Klal Yisrael is going through, is because of that golus haruchni. Ve'ein takon olazeh. Rav Nosson Zal says there is no other solution for this. Kiim litzoik velizoik ulehispalel harabe lashem isborach, other than to scream and to cry out and to daven a lot to Hashem. That word harabe, don't skip that, because there are many people who think that praying is boo boo bam and I said my prayer already. They come to the kotel, they're there for 30 seconds, 33 seconds, and they said they put their petek in the wall and have a nice day, Hashem, have a nice life, and I'm out. And they don't know that Rav Nosson Zal in the Breslov Sforum, many times they slip in that word, that H word, the Harbe word, that tefillah is not bim bam. Moshe Rabbeinu had to pray for 40 days and 40 nights to win, to succeed, to get Hashem to forgive the Jewish people. Not one 40 days. Three rounds, three sets of 40 days. There are people who go to the kotel sometimes for 40 days, and again, they figure, now Hashem owes me not the shirt off his back, he owes me his pants. Now everything, now I'm in charge. Now there's nothing in the world that Hashem won't give me. And people don't realize, halavai, our tefillah should be accepted quickly, but there are certain times that it takes akshonus. It takes stubbornness. It takes persistence. And that's what our Sforim tell us. Rabbeinu Zal, Rav Noson Zal, and their students, they got to where they got to because they didn't just pray once or twice. They prayed thousands of times. And they prayed for hours, you know, really applying themselves to it. As Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in Torah Lamed Vov, Shetzrichen Litzoik Shivin Kolin, that a Jew has to cry out to Hashem 70 screams, Kemoya Hayoledes Mamish, just like a woman who wants to give birth, who needs to give birth. The Zohar HaKadosh says that before a woman gives birth, she cries out 70 cries. Like the Pasuk, the Mizmor and Tilim, Yan Hashem B'yom Tzora, different sources for this, different bases. So too, when a person wants to experience a birth in Judaism, when a person wants to experience a revelation of Torah, that's also a Leda. He's got to scream. He's got to really beg Hashem from the depths of his heart. Ayin Sham, look over there in Torah Lamed Vov. Aval Elu Hashoy Seyayin. But these guys who sit around drinking, Loi Dai Shehem Rechoikim Mikol Hadrochim Huamitim Huela, not only are they far removed from this kind of activity, from praying to Hashem with real intensity, with heart, with tears, Afgam Hema Misloitzitzim Mikol HaCholchem Boem Bemis. But in addition to that, they make fun of those Jews who follow the truly religious path, this kind of stuff. People who have hispiridus, people who do daven tashem, people who go to mekayim sakdoshim, ho'oiskim b'tfilo u'b'tzo'oko harbe lashem yisborah. The people who are involved in praying a lot and crying out Hashem a lot, lihinotzel mimerirus hagolus bechlal, to be saved from the bitterness of the general exile, or that the whole Jewish people is going through, ubifrat shel kol echad v'echad, and the personal exile, the personal spiritual battle that each and every one of us is going through, mashalibo yodea moras nafshoy, how each one of our hearts knows very well the bitterness that our soul is experiencing, the battle that our soul is going through every single day to try to be religious, to try to do the right thing. How the exile of all the evil desires is spread out in front of us every single day. Each one of us is fighting a heavy battle to try to be religious, to try to watch our eyes, to try to watch our mouth, to try to do the right thing. And through this, that these other people make fun of those guys, make fun of the people who are trying to be religious, and they speak all kinds of terrible, they say all kinds of bad things about them. And they rise up against them and they persecute them with all kinds of persecutions, trying to get people not to marry their kids, trying to get people not to give them jobs or to fire them from their jobs, trying to get their wives to divorce them. That's what went on. And unfortunately, even today, to some degree, in some places, there still is some of this. Through this, unfortunately, they succeed sometimes in causing many, many people not to come close to the true path in Yiddishkeit. There are many people today who are afraid to attend a Breslov Shir because they know if their friends or neighbors or business associates or rabbis find out, they're going to say some terrible things about them. They're going to say, what are you, nuts? You lost your mind? You're crazy? You want to become crazy like them? Etc., etc. What kind of path? The trying to keep them far, many of these people, away from the true path, which is litzoik ulehispalel lashem yisborach tomid, which is to cry out and to pray to Hashem constantly. And note that Rav Noson Zal is mentioning this specifically because when it comes to learning, studying Torah, there's less opposition to that in the Jewish world. In the Jewish world, the Torah is more accepted by everybody. And Rav Noson Zal, in terms of religious people, or supposedly religious people, Rav Noson Zal talks about this in several places in Likutei Halachos, why Torah is an easier sell than tefillah. Tefillah is a much harder sell. And one of the reasons is because the Gemara says that the yirah shamayim of a person comes from tefillah. That's where the tefillah comes in, and certain other things, and how the Arizal says in his Sforim that the main tikkun of the final generations before the coming of Moshiach is tefillah. The Arizal says it, not just Rabbi Nachman. Rabbi Nachman is the one who really, really put it on the front pages and was successful in imbuing his students with this realization and to get them to break the trend and to go back to what used to be, what Avram Avinu and Yitzhak Avinu and Yaakov Avinu and all the tzaddikim of previous generations used to do, how they spent hours speaking to Hashem. And Rabbi Nizal revived that. He brought that back and he was successful. Chatzos, getting up at midnight, which again became is a foreign item in today's generation. 99% of religious Jews either don't know about it, they don't know about it at all, or if they do know, they've been misled or they've misled themselves into thinking that that's something that they did thousands of years ago or hundreds of years ago. They don't realize that it applies today even more than it did in the past. I want to put this on tape. I once had an incident where I was with Reb Michal Zichron Avrocha, Reb Michal Dorfman Zichron Avrocha, about 5 years ago, 7 years ago, in Yerushalayim, in Geula. And one of the top rabbis in Israel, one of the top rabbis in the world, one of the most respected rabbis in the most Haredi Kehila, the Eda HaCharedis, met Reb Michal and me in middle of the night, you know, and he said to me, you know, I wanted to ask you, what's this all about? Like, what do you do at Chatzos? You know, and Reb Michal at the time, they were parting ways. They couldn't speak on the spot, you know, but this rabbi left it like for a later conversation. And Reb Michal said to me afterwards, look at this. Look at a rabbi of this caliber. And he's asking me, what do you do at Chatzos? Meaning, he doesn't know. He doesn't know. He didn't. And in our Sforim, Baruch Hashem, in our Sforim, it tells you exactly what to do at Chatzos, number one. And our rabbis do get up at Chatzos. And even the people that don't, they want to. They try to. They aspire for it. They're yearning for it. They know what it is. Whereas in the most religious circles, the most learned people aren't aware of it. And when Rabbi Nizal in Sipurei Maisius, in the famous story, the story of the Baal Tefillah, which is one of the longest stories in Sipurei Maisius, and one of the most profound ones, there Rabbi Nizal labels the tzaddik as the Baal Tefillah. Now we know, the Gemara tells us, and in all of Rabbi Nizal's Sforim, it's all over the place, there is no such thing possible as tefillah without Torah. The first line in Likutei Moran starts, Da ki al yedei ha-Torah niskablen kol ha-tefilos, that it's through the study of Torah that all your tefilos are accepted. So there's no misunderstanding here in terms of the importance of Torah in Chassidus and in Breslov. Rabbi Nizal made it perfectly clear that there's no such thing. The Mishnah says in Perkei Avos, V'loi am ha'oretz chosid. You can't be Chassid and not be learned. So a Jew, an observant Jew, a Chosid, a Breslover is a person who learns a lot, not learns a lot. I mentioned recently, my rabbi used to say, you talk about a thief. A thief isn't a guy who knows how to steal. A thief, if for knowing how to steal, you're not a thief. You're a thief if you steal, right? People say, he knows how to learn. Oh, this guy knows how to learn. He's a tremendous Talmud Chacham. He used to learn for 20 hours. You know, he learned it. But unfortunately, in some of those cases, he used to learn. But once people cross a certain line, they're over 20 or over 40 or over 60, they're in retirement or they're in neutral. Whereas in Breslov, in Rabbi Nizal Sforim, we're told that learning, just it every minute, you know, learning, burning rubber in learning as much as you can. And the more you know, the more you realize that you don't know. So the more you learn, the more enthusiastic you have to become about learning, the more thirsty you become for more, because you keep realizing how much more there is, etc., etc. So the learning is Kodesh Kodoshim, and it's critical. But to know that there's a level of tefillah that's above learning, where learning is a stepping stone to that level of tefillah. That once a person learns a lot, then they know how to pray. Then they know what to ask Hashem for. Then they know how to carry on a serious conversation with Hashem. They know what to really talk about, etc. Rabbi Elazar talks about making Torah into tefillah, which is the highest form of prayer. And that's the key issue. So in that story, the tzaddik is called the Baal Tefillah, and his people are called the master of prayer, and his people are called the people of Baal Tefillah. And Rabbi Nizal focuses on that again, because the assumption is, if they were into praying, of course they were into learning. Not this instead of that. That can't be. The problem becomes that most Jews are more easily attracted into learning because it's an intellectual experience, it's academic, it's something that people respect, etc., etc., versus tefillah, despite the fact that it's so critical for success in Yiddishkeit, in life, in everything, the Satan has a billion different ways of playing it down and getting a person to do anything else but serious prayer. Whether it's Shachris, Mincha Maariv, whether it's Tehillim, and especially, the choicest prayer of all, which is Hespodidus. Person speaking to Hashem in his own words, where he writes the script, nobody else. It's your words, and it's got to come from your heart, and you have to be really focused, and it's very, very serious. So Rav Nosson Zal says, Vayidei Zeh, Mizgabralim Golus Hatayvas Beyoser. As a result of these people dissuading other people, keeping other people away from this path, from tefillah and from true tzaddikim, what happens is Alideze Mizgabralim Golus Hatayvas Beyoser. The problems, the tests with evil desires and everything become stronger. These people fall deeper into it. And this causes our physical exile to get worse, to become longer and more intense and worse, more severe. Because everything is connected to each other. According to the Golus Haruchni, according to how much a person fails spiritually, that's how much difficulty he goes through on a physical level. And we have no idea what to do to be saved from these people. Because Hashem knows what's inside our hearts, the hidden things that are in our heart. That our intention is pure for Hashem. We're not looking for anything else. Our only interest in life and in Yiddish, in Judaism, and in praying is Hashem, Hashem's kavod. Ve'ein lanu al mi lishoin kiyem al avinu shebashamayim. And we have nobody to turn to. We have nobody to rely on other than Hashem. The only one who can help us is Hashem. Vanachnu al mishmartenu namoid. And we will remain firm in our places. We're going to stay where we are. We're not retreating because of all of this opposition and because of all of this fire. We'll stay firm in our place, litzoik velizoik l'Hashem yisborach b'chol koicheinu, to cry out to Hashem with everything we have, to put everything we have into it, ad yashkif ve'yer Hashem yishamayim, until Hashem will look down upon us from the heavens, lehatziloi sonu mikol minei golius, to save us, to rescue us from all the different types of exiles, migolus hataivos, from the exile of the desires, the evil desires, the things that the Yetzer Hara is throwing at us, umigolus hashivumakum, and from the exile of the 70 nations who all want to destroy us, umigolus hasoinim shelachenu bnei Yisrael, and from the exile of our enemies within the Jewish people, she'oimdim oleinu chinam, who rise up against us for no reason, with no justification, sheze gorua mehakoil. That's worse than everything. Ki ikar churban bayis sheni hoyo al yedei machloikas v'sinas chinam. The Gemara tells us the first Beis Hamikdash was destroyed. The Jews were in exile for 70 years. The second Beis Hamik, the second Churban, The Golos that we're in right now, after the second Beis Hamikdash destroyed, the Golos is going on for 2,000 years, and it ain't over yet. It ain't finished. And the Gemara says that the first Churban was because of three sins: Avodah Zarah, idol worship; adultery, Gilui Arayis; and murder, Shfichas Damim. That lasted 70 years. The Gemara says the Golos that we're in today is because of one sin, Sinas Chinam, illegitimate hate among Jews. Illegitimate, unreasonable, without proper justification. Jews having negative feelings towards other Jews. This is the Gemara. The Gemara says this. This is the main thing that's causing the length, this long, long exile, unfortunately, due to our many sins, kayadua, as is known, umuvan lechol maskil bremes, like any intelligent Jew, any learned Jew knows. Look in the sources, look what it says. This is it. There's nothing else. Nobody can debate this. There's no other. This is it. Even though we know there are signs up that it's the women who are wearing shaitels and it's the guys who are going to... Each one has their thing that they're saying, this is the problem. This is what's holding Moshiach back from coming. The Gemara says that this is it. That it's Sinas Chinam, Rachmona Litzlan. V'zeh shomar Dovra Melech Olav Sholem. This is why Dovra Melech says, Yosichu vi Yoishvei Shar Uneginois Shoisei Shechor. They speak about me, those who sit at the entranceways, and the song of those who are drinking beer, those who are drinking wine, they're singing about me. And what do? V'ani sefilosi lecho Hashem eis rotzlein. I pray to you, Hashem, and I try to pray at the times that are most opportune to pray. When is eis rotzlein? Midnight, chatzos laila, on Shabbos, Shabbos mincha, Shavuos, the night of Shavuos, Sfira Soimer, the 49 days of Sfira, these are all Yemei Rotzin, Rosh Chodesh. There are all kinds of different times that are special. Early in the morning is a special time. Shekeneged Ribui Hamachloikis, Shel Asoinim, Shemesichum Medabrim Kol Harois, in opposition to the major machloikis of all the enemies who speak all kinds of terrible things. She'ikr hisgabrusam alidei ribui shtiyosam mimashkeh meshaker. Where the major thing, one of the major things that fuels them is their drinking. When they're drinking. Bechinas uneginois shoisei shecher, as Dovra Melech says it in Tehillim. It's those guys who drink, those are the ones who are more liberal with their tongue. Drinking loosens up the tongue, and they say things that other guys wouldn't say. And they say nasty things against all kinds of people, including rabbis, including religious people, Rachmon al-Islam. Va'ani ein li shum eitzo kenegetzeh. And Rav Nosson Zal says, I have no alternative to this, ki im tfila v'tachnunem la'Hashem yisborach, other than praying and begging Hashem. Bechinas, like Dovra Melech said, Va'ani sfilosi l'cho Hashem eis rotzayim. That's how I battle this. It's not going to the government to get them in trouble. It's not buying a gun. It's tefillah. That's our most powerful, most potent weapon.